have two superintendents in the house this morning, from Community R6, the superintendent, Nick Larson, from the Mexico School District, Superintendent Melissa Chastain, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you so much, Matt, for having us on.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you all here. You know, I kind of want to have you both in because the school districts, both of ours, are kind of in close proximity. And wanted to kind of go over, first of all, do you guys collaborate in any way or do you work together in any way? You know, Melissa, with Community R6, does Mexico kind of work with them? If you could kind of speak to that this morning.
Sure. Yeah, I'd say that we collaborate pretty closely. Obviously, our districts are similar in ways and we're also a lot different in ways. I think the biggest difference is just the size. But Nick and I collaborate on a weekly basis. We're in contact with each other. I'd say our biggest collaboration this year is our snow days. There were a couple of nights I think Nick and I were up pretty much all night texting back and forth and on the phone. But we collaborate on other things as well. And I know for me personally as a superintendent, you know, it can be a lonely position at times. And to have Nick to reach out to, we both have the same goals to support our community, our students, our staff. And so knowing that he's on that same page with me, I think we have pretty good collaboration.
Yeah, I'd agree. We, you know, we collaborate on snow days. She mentioned on that. We're also getting involved in the Bright Futures All Drain program, which is an All Drain County program, but Mexico's really involved, and Melissa's done a nice job of bringing us in on some of that stuff. And then they also have the Career Center here, so the VOTEC program, and we've been partners in that for a while. But as Melissa spoke to, we communicate weekly on decisions for our school district and different state mandates that we may or may not agree with and how we're going to deal with them as school districts. You know, we're much smaller than Mexico, but we do have similar issues that we need to discuss, and it helps to have another set of ears to listen and another head to wrap the ideas around.
Kind of keeping on the theme of communications, you know, every school district has incidents, and it happens at a certain building. And I think the first priority is probably to let parents know what happened. But then also, you know, people in the district will start talking and going, what's going on here? We want to know as well. I just kind of would like for you guys to run us through how that works. If an incident should happen in the school district at a building, how that gets communicated.
Yeah. So, you know, when I think about communicating incidents or anything for that matter, I think about internal and external communication. And you just made the comment that parents want to know first, and I know that's correct, but we try to communicate internally first when we can to make sure that our staff's aware, because they're going to get asked questions and we want them to have the facts. So we try to start with our staff, and then when we go to external communication, we try to give people all the information that we can legally give them. We understand that's never enough, but school districts are bound by confidentiality laws, and so sometimes that makes communicating really difficult because you're trying to massage a message and get a message across when you can't provide all the facts to everybody, especially in terms of student discipline and things of that nature. Got to use your resources, as we talked about. Speaking with area superintendents and then the Missouri Association for School Administrators is a great resource as well. Whenever you're trying to communicate out delicate situations, reach out to them, and they're always very helpful. And then we also have mentor programs as first-year superintendents, so I try to make sure that I reach out to my mentor who has probably been through a similar situation and talk to them about how to communicate that out.
Now, Nick, you had mentioned that you're not able to communicate everything. Melissa, maybe you can go into further detail on that, because, you know, there are specific laws that say you cannot, you know, tell everybody everything about a discipline situation. Kind of explain a little bit about that this morning.
Yeah, I know that, you know, I try to be as transparent as possible, and I know Nick does as well. In saying that, I also have been, I'm a parent, I've been on the parent side, and there's times that it's like, hey, I need a little bit more information. And from a school standpoint, you know, we cannot by law give any disciplinary information. We can't give any information pertaining to students, to personnel. So there's a lot of things, and when something happens, there's what we can share, and then there's a line as to what we cannot share. And I would encourage people, though, and I'm going to speak for Nick, but, you know, if people have other questions, to give us a call and say, hey, I was wondering, was there information on this that you can share? But like Nick, you try to give all the information you can as quickly as you can, as transparent as you can, and to all audiences. And your community wants to know too. Obviously, safety is something we're talking about all the time, even more in the last few weeks, and we'll continue to talk about that. And our parents need to know that their students are safe, and when something happens or when we get information that something might happen, we want our people to know that and to know that we're taking care of the situation. And, you know, if we're in an active investigation, obviously there's a lot of information that we just can't share.
I kind of want to stay on that theme of school safety. You're right. There have been a lot of conversations about that since the Uvalde shooting, especially. And I've spoken with law enforcement. I haven't really had a chance to talk to teachers or educators about that. But the discussions, I'm sure during the summertime, safety is probably at the top of both of your minds going into the next school year. Are you having ongoing discussions with your school resource officers and your law enforcement agencies?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that's always at the forefront. I think for a superintendent, you're always thinking about student safety as much as you're thinking about academics. But certainly, Mexico Public Safety has already reached out to me, and we're going to sit down, and I know that Matt Oller is there for us too. I feel very supported as a school district, and Nick is shaking his head, and he can speak to it as well, but I feel like our communication with Mexico Public Safety and the Sheriff's Department is very good, and I know that I can reach out to them at any time, but we're certainly going to sit down and have conversations about what have we learned, what can we do better, how can we make our campus more safe.
Yeah, we started those conversations with Sheriff Oller about 2 weeks ago, just trying to improve student safety for everybody. And I will reiterate that statement of feeling extremely supported by Sheriff Oller. Jeff Scroggins and Cody Burson do a great job for us, as I know Kevin Patrick does for you. That's beyond beneficial to school districts having those people in there, making sure that all students and staff are safe when they're at school.
I think, you know, just hearing from you guys talk a little bit, teacher shortages remain to be a challenge going into the next year. Is that still something both the districts are facing, or you guys can kind of talk a little bit about how that's progressing?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate over at R6. We have a half-time ag position still open and a paraprofessional position, and I believe Mr. Curtis is interviewing for those positions in the next couple of days. So we're in really good shape, really fortunate to be where we're at this point in the year.
Melissa, how's Mexico doing as far as that goes?
Yeah, we have several positions to fill. I believe we have some elementary positions still open, some middle school and high school positions, math and science. I was trying to talk you, Matt, to be in a math teacher, so, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, but
Mr.
No.
Louder knows my math skills. It may not happen.
No, seriously, if people are interested, reach out to central office. Bethany Collins can answer questions. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities still available, like there are in many other districts. So,
well, anything else that you guys want to get out there this morning that is on the top of your mind? I want to continue to have productive conversations with you moving forward, and I certainly appreciate you guys coming in here. Anything else that you guys want to talk about this morning?
Nothing specific. I just want to thank you for always reaching out to Melissa and I and making sure that you get the facts on what's going on before you present the information. I know that's really appreciated by our school district. And, you know, just thank Mexico Public Schools for being a resource for Community R6.
Yeah, same. I think I say this every time I'm in here. I appreciate our community very much. I would like to say that I know from a parent standpoint, at times it can be frustrating that it feels like there's not enough information being shared. And I would just want people to please know that we are sharing everything that we can. And if there are any questions, or, you know, if you have ideas, please reach out to us. I believe that we're all in this together. I think we have to be in this together to make it the best place for our kids and our teachers, and that's what I want. I appreciate Nick very much. We're in the same county, and it's just really nice to know that I have a really solid neighbor who's there to just make the world better. And I appreciate you, Matt.
Well, I appreciate both of you very much coming in and having these conversations, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.